Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you're able to join me for the broadcast today. I'd like to continue on in the teaching that the Lord is having me share with you this week, and that is about the Holy Spirit. We were looking at the person of the Holy Spirit as we concluded yesterday's broadcast, and as I mentioned, some of these, if you walk with the Lord for a while, some of these may be very familiar to you. The scriptures I'm sharing and the work that these truths that I'm imparting, but they're always new Christians, new babes in Christ. And even if we walk with the Lord for a while, not only do the young people, the young in Christ, need to learn, but it's good to be refreshed and to have just to hear the word of the Lord. Just as the more we hear the word of the Lord, the word says our faith is increased. So that's one of the wonderful blessings of tuning into television broadcasts, radio broadcasts, sharing the word of the Lord in churches and in Bible studies, because that word becomes alive to us. And also, when we share the word of the Lord, when we're gathered together in the name of the Lord, He is present. And whenever I minister over the radio, I fully believe that the Holy Spirit, and ask the Holy Spirit to be operative through the broadcast, that it's not just listening to teaching or not just, you know, learning some new revelation, but that you will experience the power of the Holy Spirit, that He will touch you, that if you're in heaviness or discouragement, that will be lifted because of the work of the Holy Spirit. That's what He wants to do. He wants to reveal Jesus, and He wants to help us in our walk with Him. He's our comforter. And so we were looking on yesterday's broadcast about the person of the Holy Spirit. By way of a quick review, He is the Spirit of adoption, causing us to cry out, Abba, Father. That's Romans 8:15. He's the Spirit of God, referenced in Isaiah, the 11th chapter, verse 2, referring to the seven spirits of God. He's the Spirit of holiness in Romans 1 and 4. He administers the law of life and places within each one of us the law of life, and He frees us from sin and death. Romans 8 and 2 says, For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. And also, He is the Spirit of truth. He dwells with us and in us. John 14 and 17 declares, Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but ye know Him, for He dwelleth in you and shall be in you. He is the eternal Spirit, according to Hebrews 9 and 14, who applies Calvary's sacrifice to our lives. Let me share that scripture with you. Hebrews 9, 14, How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And He is the Spirit of grace. What is grace? That's undeserved favor offered in love. And the scripture referenced there is Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verse 29. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. So the Holy Spirit is very definitely a person, the third person of the Trinity. And because He is a person, that means He has a personality. Isn't that right? Now, the aspects of personality are the ability to know, the ability to feel, and the ability to will. And the Holy Spirit does all of these three things. He knows the things of God. That's 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, verses 10 through 13. That's the reference, and I'll read it to you now. But he hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the word which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So he surely knows the things of God, and he's able to feel. He feels love. Romans 15:30, a reference there I'll share with you. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. And he wills. He makes choices. He chooses to do things. And we see that patently illustrated in the gifts of the Spirit. He gives gifts as he wills. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verse 11 says, but all these worketh, and this is referring to the gifts of the Spirit, that one and the selfsame Spirit dividing to every man severally as he wills. Praise God. And there's another scripture I'd like to share with you as we're looking at this aspect of personality. In John, the 16th chapter, verse 13, the word he is actually used eight times. And so this very definitely tells us that the Holy Spirit is a person. Let me share that. John 16 and 13, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he shall show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. So, in this verse I just shared, the Holy Spirit does all of these things. He comes, he guides, he hears, he speaks, he glorifies Christ, he receives, and he shows. Praise God. So, you know, it's easy for us to think of Jesus as a person. He's God incarnate, God in the flesh, God dwelling with us. He walked the shores of Galilee. He was a physical person. He had a physical body just like we have. And because he lived in a physical body, we don't have so much of a problem thinking about him. But the Holy Spirit, he doesn't have a physical body, but he's no less a person. Jesus didn't say in John 14:17, you shall know it, but you shall know him. Praise God. You shall know him. Now, let's take a little bit of time to look at the work of the Holy Spirit. All right, we know that he was given to comfort us, to be our counselor, our teacher. These are some of the things that he does. He speaks in 1 Timothy 4:1. The scripture says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. He also reveals the future. Luke 2 and 26 says, and it was revealed unto him, and that's referring to Simeon, by the Holy Ghost, that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. You remember Jesus was brought as a baby into the temple, and that's what that scripture reference refers to. The Holy Spirit bears witness to us. Romans 8 and 16 says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And he also, number four, searches the things of God. 1 Corinthians 2:10, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. He helps our infirmities. Aren't you glad for that? Romans 8 and 26 says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Number 6, he teaches and reminds us. John 14 and 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. He leads us, Romans 8:14, a familiar passage, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And he also, point number 8 I'd like to share, is he commissions leadership. Acts, the 13th chapter, verses 2 and 4 declare, the Holy Spirit said, separate me Barnabas and Saul for the work that I have called them. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia. So here we see the Holy Spirit speaking. He reveals the future. He bears witness to us. He searches the things of God. He helps our infirmities. He teaches and reminds us. He leads us, and he is instrumental in church administration, if you will. He commissions leadership, fivefold ministry that God has placed in the body of Christ, apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers, that the very saints of God may be equipped for the work of the ministry. We're all ministers, all able ministers of the gospel of reconciliation. Praise God. Well, in the few closing moments, I just want to pray and ask the Lord to touch and refresh you this day. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that as we pray right now, Lord, you're going to become more and more real to your beloved. Lord, Holy Spirit, teach and show. There are some that are needing direction, some that need answers. And your word said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, which giveth liberally to all men and upbraideth not. So, Father, we thank you right now that Holy Ghost wisdom is being imparted, and those that have been disturbed and troubled, and they're not just certain what step to take, what the right choices, what the right decision. Father, I thank you as we have agreed right now, their hearts joining with mine in faith, that you will reveal. You always have an answer. Thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise God. Well, I invite you to write, share those needs. You may need the support of agreeing prayer. There's power in agreement. That's one of the ways God chooses to answer prayer as we agree, as touching anything on earth. So until tomorrow, God bless you. And this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best for everybody.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,